came. I would say she came here about 1892.
All right. And as far as you know, all of your parents' relatives, your father's relatives, all lived in Koblenz, as far as you know, and all of your mother's relatives lived in Würzburg. You have
One of his brothers and sisters came over here.
No, what I mean is that his parents were from these
places. Oh, yes,
places.
They were native Germans.
And, from Koblenz, as far
yes.
as you know, and your mother's from Würzburg.
Right.
Okay, that's what I... Now, I think we can get right into the into these questions. They start... starting out here with you have a line of men walking along, and there, let's say there are seven men in a line, okay? Just seven men walking along in line. The last man in the line is the seventh man. Who's the man in front of him?
The sixth man.
And the man in front of him?
Fifth.
And the man in front of him is the fourth, and then the third, and the next man?
Would be the...
in front of the third
second.
Man? Okay. And the man in front of him?
Be the first.
If something happened, we had a sudden rain, you might say, all at what it began to rain, all. It's a sudden rain, you know, say all.
I don't follow you.
Okay. You might say suddenly. Another way of saying suddenly, beginning with all. All at.
I don't think I'd use that expression. Okay. I'd either say it poured or...
But when it begins, something... when it begins, you might say suddenly.
Suddenly it began to pour.
All right. You wouldn't say all at anything.
No.
All right. How about, someone says, how many times have you done that? You say, I've done that three times. Now, if you did it one less than three times, you've done it what?
Twice.
Okay. And if you've done it only one time, you've done it?
Only once.
The first month of the year?
January.
And the next month?
February.
And then in March, and the one after March?
April.
And the day after Monday is?
Tuesday.
And the next day is?
Wednesday.
And the next day?
Thursday.
And then Friday, and the next day?
Saturday.
You ever heard Saturday called the Sabbath?
Yes.
By whom? Remember?
Well, any person, I think, who has been conversant with the Bible and Genesis.
Have you used it yourself? Do you ever use it?
Very seldom.
Uh-huh. Okay. How might you greet a person at, let's say, today at 9 a.m. if you saw a friend of yours on the street, you might say?
Good morning.
And